two, and a one. Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's comparatively quiet in Frankfurt this morning as legislators now wait to see whether any of their efforts will be nixed by Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin. Last Thursday night saw a bevy of activity with bills on abortion, campus-free speech, pension relief, new tax and budget measures, and a bill to put restrictions on the duties of the Secretary of State. So with all of that now in the rear view, this morning on Capital Chat, we're going to talk about what may or may not be ahead in the last days of the 30-day session. And for that, we turn once again to Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan. Hey, before we get started, Alan, if you don't mind, I'd like to give a shout out to the staff, the Legislative Research Commission. The staff there worked all night. I know reporters and folks are in the Capitol until the wee hours. The lawmakers are working hard, too. But behind the scenes, the LR staff is really doing yeoman's work in keeping things running. And I just real quick got a press release from staff at 1:01 a.m. And when I went on their website on Friday morning at 7:13, it already had been updated. So just wanted to give a quick shout out to them.
We certainly appreciate any and all of those efforts to keep our reporters and you and everyone else informed about what was taking place there and practically real time. So now we are in the veto period.
That's right.
And we saw, as we mentioned, a flurry of activity there on Thursday night. What is left undone and what is still possibly on the table?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that is hanging out there. And some of the bills that we've talked about that are stalled, so to speak, are the open records law that would have changed reporting for the Economic Development Cabinet records. There's the Senate priority bill, Senate Bill 2, that would have allowed state agencies to change court venues when they filed lawsuits out of Franklin Circuit. That appears to be stalled, too. And we have to say also that lawmakers can still take these bills up when they come back on March 28th, which is their final day of the session. They just won't have a chance to override any vetoes if the governor does veto them. Also, Senate Bill 5 is still hanging out there, and that would have synced up the state's gubernatorial and statewide constitutional offices elections with the presidential election, and that's still sitting around. So those are there. There was one that the Senate didn't take up. It was House Bill 499, and that would have cut the salary of the governor's appointed technology officer, Charles Grindle. So he still gets to keep his $375,000 salary. And then the Senate and House joint resolutions that would call for a U.S. Constitutional Convention, those appeared stalled for now as well. But again, the lawmakers can pick those up on the last day still.
What about the tobacco ban on high school campuses?
That's still out there as well, and I know that organizations are still working it hard. The Foundation for Healthy Kentucky has a big coalition of people who are still pushing for that.
And let's explain again that they can pass these bills. It just means that if Governor Bevin vetoes, there's no opportunity to override that veto.
That's right. Right now, the legislature is recessed until March 28th, and in that period between now and March 28th, the governor has the opportunity to veto or sign legislation. And then the 28th, the lawmakers can come back and override any vetoes they want to. But if they pass legislation on the 28th, obviously that's the 30th day of the 30-day session, so they'll have no action. It's all in the governor's hand at that point.
Now, you've been keeping a running tally of all the bills that have reached the governor's desk. Anything informative about that?
I emailed with LRC staff on Friday morning, and according to them, 525 House bills had been filed and 263 Senate bills. And of those, 120 House bills passed, both chambers, 55 Senate bills, and the governor has signed 10 bills into law as of Friday morning.
What about the measures on tax reform particularly?
Okay, the tax reform bill did pass. It came out of a free conference committee, and that was House Bill 354. And it did provide relief for nonprofit organizations. But it also added a tax break for community banks that the banks say they need to remain competitive in rural areas. And the Courier-Journal reported that that'll cost the state $56 million in revenue. So that was added late onto the bill. There was another bill that passed too, Alan. It would require ignition interlock devices on all DUI offenders, including first-time offenders. And my understanding is at this point, the interlock devices are required for people who have multiple DUI offenses. And then there's another one that went through, and this one I just found on accident, Alan. It would require people who ride amusement park rides to follow the rules, listen to the staff, and you cannot ride the roller coaster after you've knocked back a few too many cold ones.
Okay, and in the final hours, we also saw a bill that actually passed that redefines or takes away some of the duties of the Secretary of State. Tell us about that.
That's right. The House Bill 114 passed, and what it does is it changes the Secretary of State's role as the head of the Kentucky Board of Elections, and it makes the board independent, an independent agency, and it removes the Secretary of State as a voting member. And then the debate on the House floor Thursday evening, and they were debating this stuff late in the afternoon, my understanding is that it would allow the governor to appoint members to the board. So it kind of shifts power out of the Secretary of State's office into the governor's office. And Alan, we've seen this kind of action in several states now where Republican legislatures are trying to, I don't want to say strip, that's too strong of a word, but shift power from elected statewide Democrats. We saw that in Wisconsin, for example, where the Republican legislature there stripped some powers from the new incoming Democratic governor. And Allison Grimes' office is saying that this is part of that trend, and her office has vowed to take any legal action necessary, is what her press release said, to fight this change.
That leads me to a question, and I don't know if anybody's considered this, but there's a Democrat that is currently the Attorney General. What might he do with this legislation?
That's a good question. I guess he would have to wait and see what the final form of the bill is. That stuff was still being updated Thursday night. The last time I looked at it, I should say. I'm sure LRC staff has it updated. But that'll be an interesting question to see if the Attorney General joins with the Secretary of State or just lets her office handle that.
That is all the time that we have today on Capital Chat. Our guest has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She is the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.